This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
Males lead most of the world's major corporations, governments, and religious organizations. Do you feel that's how it should be? Well, many men do. But the fourth and fifth chapters of Judges shows misguided males that women can be powerful leaders too, particularly if God calls and empowers them. In Deborah's time, people voluntarily came to her to settle their disputes. They trusted her wisdom to cut through the arguing and settle on a fair judgment. They listened to her prophecies and accepted them as the true word of the Lord. When the time came for someone to step up and confront the Canaanite oppressors, God spoke through Deborah and instructed a man named Barak to gather an army. Barak agreed, but only on the condition that Deborah stay close by, even on the battlefield. The Lord honored this arrangement and gave Israel a dramatic victory. Interestingly, Deborah wasn't the only woman turning the tide of history that day. Jael hospitably welcomed the enemy leader Sisera into her tent, only to kill him while he dozed, making the Israelite victory complete. What should you take away from this account? God wants you to see that some qualities are more important than gender. God can use both men and women. Both can relate to Him and discern His will. Both can help resolve a conflict or make a tough decision. And both can acknowledge that God is the supreme leader of all.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.